Hi there, this is Fiona from IELTSexamtrainingcourses.com, and today we're going to do the final part of our listening, which was a part four about wildlife in city gardens. I've had a few comments on Facebook. First of all, thanks to Jeff, who's asked me about the accent situation. So I said yesterday that you'd only get accents from British, American and Australian. And Jeff asked about Canadian. So, and how different it is. My only experience of Canadian is when I had a Canadian boyfriend about 30 years ago. Can you believe it? And apparently the only difference in sounds they make is something like we would say house, but they say hoose. And we say out and they say oot. And I can instantly recognise a Canadian just by those two sounds. And the other thing is that, you know, we teach question tags, don't you? Things like that. Well, you know, Americans say right instead of question tags, and Welsh people say isn't it instead of question tags, and I think Essex people say in it instead of question tags. Well, Canadians say a, and that's another easy way of recognizing a Canadian. I'm sorry if there's any Canadians listening to me and I'm completely wrong. Please do correct me. So let's move on. Julia also commented about the listening yesterday. Julia, I think you said something about the synonyms and you noted for us, you wrote down the synonyms that you'd noticed, and absolutely 100%, half of the battle is the synonyms that will give you the answers. Yes, absolutely. And it's the same, exactly the same in this listening we're going to look at now. This is focusing on a table, and some people say that they get lost when they're listening to a table because they don't know which part of the listening they should be focusing on. But really, it's designed to be simple for you, because it still goes in order just exactly like the reading does. There's no reason to jump about. And they give you these signals, which I'm going to tell you about as we listen. So the signals tell you where you are in the text and in the table. And also, if we look at the one we're doing today, well, always look at the table before you listen. So you can see, are they going vertically or horizontally? So the one we're going today starts on the left at number 37. So have a look at my Facebook posts or the document I uploaded or on Instagram. You'll see the table, and I'm putting them all in one place. I promise I'm nearly finished. 37 starts on the left and then it goes across for that particular animal. Then the next animal is hedgehogs on the left and it goes across, and then song thrushes and then it goes across. So there are three animals, and you have to say why they're increasing in the garden and then any other comments. So the first animal is a gap space, and I'm just going to read that. This is question number 37. So it says, the first species to generate a lot of interesting information was frogs. And there was a clear pattern here. They proliferate where there is suitable water. Garden ponds are on the increase. Rural ponds are disappearing, leading to massive migration to the towns. So that was the whole section for the first animal. And as you probably heard, the answer was simply frogs. Always check how many words you're allowed. In this case, it's only one word. And always check that you add the S. I see a lot of people lose points because they drop the S when they write it on their answer sheet. It's a simple mistake to make, but they often test your S's. So just go back and always check if you've put an S. So the answer to number 37 was frogs. And you can see how the signals help you with the synonyms. It says the suitable stretches of water. So the listening text said they proliferate where there is suitable water. And then the comment was that there's a massive increase in urban population. And that moves us to the listening where it says leading to massive migration to the towns. The next animal mentioned in the table is the hedgehogs, and we have to find out why they are increasing in the garden. So the sentence, the listening starts, hedgehogs are also finding it easier to live in urban areas. This time because their predators are not finding it quite so attractive to leave their rural environment. So hedgehogs have a better survival rate in cities. So it started, it gave us the signal word hedgehogs, and we had to find why, and they were safer from something when in cities. So it says that the predators don't leave the rural environment. So we've talked about these keywords like prey and predators, and here the answer is predators. So, you know, the animals which eat them, obviously. When it goes to number 39, it's the extra comments. The space says that it's easy to something them accurately. So we need to find out what is it easy to do. And the sentence said this, we had lots of sightings. So all in all, we had no difficulties with our efforts to count their numbers precisely. So the synonym there is no difficulties for easy. The answer is to count them, and the synonym accurately, precisely. This brings us on to the third animal in the column, and it introduces the word song thrushes. Remember, don't worry about these words if you don't know them. You just have to be able to work out from context, and they do help you. So they do say, our final species is the finest of bird singers, the song thrush. And the last question in the table, it says the reason for the population increase is that there's a variety of something to eat. So that's all we're listening for, is the variety of something to eat. So the text says, on the decline in the countryside, they are experiencing a resurgence in urban gardens because these days gardeners are buying lots of different plants, which means there's an extensive range of seeds around, which is what they feed on. So what's the answer? Is it the plants that the gardeners buy, or is it the seeds that they feed on? I actually fell for this trick. When I first did this, I put different plants. The gardeners are buying lots of different plants. So I thought the synonym for variety was different, and I put plants, and it was wrong. And it shows how, you know, if you're aiming for 100%, they have to put some difficult ones in. So the answer was actually seeds, because this is what the birds feed on, not on the plants. And the synonym is a variety of seeds. The synonym was an extensive range of seeds. So it just goes to show you how easy it is to be tricked, even when you do understand everything, and how closely you have to listen. I know that's difficult when you're stressed, but believe it or not, my students got this right. Well, not, it's not surprising, but it just goes to show that, you know, if I don't know, if you're not fully focused, or but my students got this right. It didn't trick them, but I was completely fooled and I got the wrong answer. But, you know, native speakers don't get 100%. It's a tough job to aim for 100%, because it's a test of all levels, and they want to be able to show what is a 6, what's a 7, and what an 8, whatever. So don't aim too high. Somebody yesterday, I don't mean don't aim high, but yesterday somebody said they had the aim of getting all 9s. I think I would struggle to get all 9s, to be honest. And I've spoken English for 47 years. You know, that's putting a lot of pressure on yourself. You know, aim for whatever grade you need to move on in your life, go to university, get a job, whatever. But yeah, don't put too much pressure on yourself, because it's an extremely difficult exam. We have to remember that. So we just have to look for the easy strategies and find things that we can find more easily. Right, I hope that has helped. Yesterday I was planning for hours my website and trying to fix up all the links so that they work. So everything will be available there really, really soon, I promise. Thanks again for listening. Stay warm if you're in the UK in freezing temperatures or anywhere else. Okay, bye for now. Bye.